The stage is set. Listen and be heard. Because Pilipinas is now on a bigger platform. Hosted by Cookie Tuazon with Marty Tenko, they will feature spoken word acts, tackle topics that keep the mic alive, and the community of artists inspired.
My name is Cookie.
My name is Marty.
Welcome to Because Pilipinas, the show that shows the importance of spoken word, poetry, creativity, all things literary. Here, learning is free and always available. Whether you're sitting comfortably, sipping a cup of coffee at home, or you're mobile, you're on the go, just look for us on the streaming platform of your choice. Pump up the volume and listen in.
Woohoo!
On today's show, we will remind you how far we've come as women. We will talk about breakthroughs, about women managing and thriving.
Oh, wow.
Our topic is women empowerment.
Amazing.
Marty.
Yes, Cookie.
What do you think about Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie's quote, "Feminism and femininity are not mutually exclusive. It is misogynistic to suggest that they are." Sadly, women have learned to be ashamed and apologetic about pursuits that are seen as traditionally female, such as fashion and makeup. But our society does not expect men to feel ashamed of pursuits considered generally male. Women are a multiplicity of things. We have to allow women a multiplicity. What do you think about it?
I agree with her 100%. I actually would like to quote her TEDx talk where she said, "A feminist is a man or woman who says, yes, there's a problem with gender as it is today, and we must fix it. We must do better."
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Cookie?
I think it goes hand in hand. One cannot be without the other. I think we should not allow ourselves to be defined by the old ways, the beliefs we grew up in, to be stuck into a set stereotype as dictated by previous powers that be is, excuse me, outdated.
Amen.
Adapting with the times means giving yourself room to change. As women, we can metamorphose into whatever we see fit, and it should be okay.
Most definitely.
I'm not saying out with the patriarchy, just let me be me.
If that ain't the truth.
Unspoken word and poetry about women empowerment. Which are your top picks, Marty?
Okay, I found this poem entitled "No Fault in Women" by Robert Herrick. It goes, "No fault in women to refuse the offer which they most would choose. No fault in women to confess how tedious they are in their dress. No fault in women to lay on the tincture of vermilion and there to give the cheek a dye of white where nature doth deny. No fault in women to make show of largeness when they're nothing so, when true it is the outside swells with inward buckram little else. No fault in women, though they be, but seldom from suspicion free. No fault in women at all if they but slip and never fall."
Wow.
How about you, Cookie?
My choices: "Fantastic Breasts" and "Where to Find Them" by Brenna Tui.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah. I also like "Pocket-Sized Feminism" by Blythe Baird and "Spear" by Elizabeth Acevedo. I also like "A Woman Speaks" by Audre Lorde, "They Shut Me Up in Prose" by Emily Dickinson, "Mushrooms" by Sylvia Plath, "Planetarium" by Adrian Rich, oh, and "Phenomenal Woman" and "Still I Rise" by Maya Angelou. Check out episode 6, speaking of women. I
yes.
have mentioned her there too. Now, let's hear it from our first guest. To perform for us her version of women empowerment, here's Nerissa del Carmen Guevara with "Opening."
Opening. To divide is to seek an opening. When I was 12, I found my clitoris in the shower while I was soaping the sand from between my thighs. Tracks of white sand so fine they were lines of poetry, caught in the folds of my pubis and frosted on my tiny hairs. My clitoris felt like a small red pebble, maybe agate, maybe jasper, warm between the forefinger and thumb. I thought of wet stones in salt water. While my fingers strummed my folds, I remembered the beach we swam in, Lakawon, with its long sandbar spooning the blue sea. Mommy and Daddy were laughing on the shore as my sister and I sped into the water singing. As if the sand were the Sahara Desert in that song and we were the girls in the video. We spread our arms and legs so wide we were stars in a blue sky pushing up to breathe. I held this pose as long as I could, letting the water touch me with its blue hands. I opened my mouth and a ripple of salt touched my tongue. I gasped. I blinked my eyes open into the sun the way we shouldn't do because of Icarus. I swam all day till the water changed currents and the cold waves came, and so did I. I am saying this because the oceans are dying with the weight of all our disposable sorrows. No one was meant to save us. In that bathroom, I died a little. I left a little of myself there. I took the towel and patted myself dry and came out clean. Where have you been, Richie? Nowhere, Daddy. I was always here.
Marty!
Yes, Cookie!
Who's who in women empowerment back in the day? Which women made history?
So basically, this episode, like you mentioned earlier, is a continuation of episode 6, speaking of women.
Mm-hmm.
Since we've already talked about the origins of women empowerment and feminism, let's talk about the amazing women in history. Mentalfloss.com pretty much sums it up. History is not always what it seems, regardless of what even the most robust textbooks might say. While gender parity continues to be an ongoing problem, yes, even in 2023, the world is fortunately full of examples of brave women who have stood up to the most daunting challenges to make their voices heard and accept full recognition for their achievements.
Okay, let's hear it.
Here are some of those amazing ladies. Fatima al-Fihri. In the early 9th century, in what is now Morocco, Fatima al-Fihri could have lived the rest of her life as a wealthy heiress when she inherited a fortune after her father died. Instead, she established the world's first university. With her inheritance, al-Fihri built a mosque and education center for her community.
Wow.
Those institutions eventually grew into the University of Al-Karawiyyin, established in 859 CE in the city of Fez. The university reportedly attracted students from all over the world and is still operating today.
Wow, that's amazing.
Right? More than 1,000 years later, Al-Fihri's legacy lives on through academic awards and scholarships in her name. D.C. Fontana. When D.C. Fontana boarded Star Trek as a scriptwriter in 1966.
Wow!
She was one of the only women working in sci-fi TV at the time. But she quickly became a vital guiding hand for the characters of the Enterprise for decades to come. Notably, her script for the episode Journey to Babel helped flesh out Spock's backstory by introducing viewers to his parents and their Vulcan customs. When Star Trek The Next Generation launched in 1987, Fontana was hired to write the pilot script titled Encounter at Farpoint with Star Trek creator Gene Roddenberry. It was nominated for a Hugo Award.
That is so cool!
Right? Caroline Herschel. After Caroline Herschel escaped a future as her family's housekeeper and moved to England, her life began looking up, literally. When her brother William abandoned his musical endeavors to pursue his passion for astronomy, a career switch that paid off as he discovered the planet Uranus, Herschel worked as his assistant. The 4'3" tall woman had a big impact on astronomy. In 1786, she discovered her first comet. Herschel wound up discovering several comets, was the first woman to receive a gold medal from London's Royal Astronomical Society, and was the first female astronomer to be paid for her work.
Oh, remember Planetarium by Adrienne Rich?
Yes.
I mentioned it a few minutes ago.
Right.
Yes, she wrote it to pay tribute to her.
Oh, no kidding. That's amazing. Okay, let me continue with my list. Elizabeth Maggie. Today's version of Monopoly is basically capitalism the game.
Oh, wow.
But it was originally invented by Elizabeth Lizzie Maggie to teach the perils of land grabbing. Maggie was a devotee of Georgism, the economic theory that states that economic value generated by land should be equally distributed to everyone. When Maggie designed the landlord's game in 1904, she felt it clearly demonstrated the unfairness of the landlord-ruled housing system. A few decades later, Parker Brothers purchased her patent of the game for a flat fee of $500, and its original message as well as its inventor were quickly forgotten.
Wow, that's quite a small sum.
That's true. Junko Tabei. Instead of resigning herself to a life of housewife chores, Junko Tabei chased her love of the mountains. After college, she founded Japan's first women's climbing club, but this was just a tip of her boundary-pushing adventures. In 1975, Tabei became the first woman to summit Mount Everest. And as if standing atop the world's tallest peak wasn't enough, she did so after surviving an avalanche during the ascent. Tabei was also the first woman to climb the seven summits, the highest mountains on each continent. When she died of peritoneal cancer in October 2016, she had climbed more than 150 mountains and anchored her place in history as a symbol for women's equality in Japan.
That is so cool.
Right, Cookie? How about you?
Trivia!
Yes!
Did you know that Leona Florentino is recognized as the mother of feminist literature in the Philippines?
Wow!
Because of her skillful way delivering her verses, she was considered the bridge from oral tradition to written poetry.
That's amazing!
Yep. She composed her first poem at the age of 10.
Wow.
Florentino wrote bilingually in Spanish and Ilocano and was the first Filipina to publish her work in Europe and the United States. Her poetry can be found in the public libraries of Paris, London, Madrid, and in our own national library.
She's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And did you know that Mary Wollstonecraft is often thought of as the first feminist, as she wrote the first great feminist text?
Ooh, really?
Yes. Although the term feminism wasn't used until the 1890s, almost 100 years after Wollstonecraft wrote her feminist essay, A Vindication of the Rights of Woman. Now we give you Marianne Jimenez Salvador with Babae Ako.
Babae ako. Babae ako. Hindi pagkaing titikman at iluluwa kung di maibigan. Babae ako. Hindi manyikang bibihisan kundi pasok sa panlasa ang gawi at galaw. Babae ako. Hindi punching bag na sukatan ng iyong lakas o labasan ng iyong galit at langit-ngit. Babae ako. Hindi bulaklak na katasan ng nectar sa lahat ng oras ng iyong pangangailangan. Babae ako. Hindi manok na hihimasin at bubugahan ng usok bago isabak sa tupada. Babae ako. Nilikha ng Diyos, nakawangis niya at katulad mo. Nilikha ng Diyos, nakawangis niya at katulad mo. May dignidad, tangan, karapatan, buhay. Dignidad, tangan, karapatan, buhay. Dangal, karapatan, buhay. Karapatan buhay. Buhay. Babae ako.
Marty!
Yes, Miss Cookie!
For everyone who needs a little push,
mm-hmm.
Let's share with them what's on our Women Empowerment playlist. Please tell them what's best to listen to on repeat.
Ooh, I'm super excited to share some songs that I think are amazing.
Okay.
And I think you know some of them.
Let's see.
Don't Call Me Baby, my Madison Avenue, right? Human by Seb DeLisa, Tomboy by Destiny Rogers, Just a Girl by No Doubt, and remember the quote that we talked about earlier, Cookie? She was actually featured by Beyonce in her song Flawless.
Oh, Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie!
Yes!
Ah, oh, that is so cool.
How about you?
Okay, my recommended songs. I'm Every Woman, of course.
Woohoo,
the
yes!
The title of this episode, it's by Chaka Khan.
Yes.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, Respect by Aretha Franklin.
Of course.
You Gotta Be by Desiree.
Yes, I can't help but I want to sing.
I'm so old school. Okay, Run the World, Girls by Beyoncé,
yes.
Of course. Independent Women, Part 1 by Destiny's Child.
Woohoo!
Oh, Born This Way by Lady Gaga.
Yes.
Roar by Katy Perry,
uh-huh.
And Shake It Off by Taylor Swift.
Would have thought, but yes, it's true.
Yeah.
That is an awesome list.
Yay, women empowerment.
Woo!
On with the lineup. Let's hear it from Early Sol Gadong with Handa Akong Mamatay Para Sa Binalaybay.
Handa Akong Mamatay Para Sa Binalaybay. Ito ang sinabi ko sa iyo nang huli tayong magkita, noong ginapahalong mo ako dahil laman ng mga balita ang kaliwat ka ng pagpatay sa mga markado ng kaaway nitong gobyernong pasaway. Ang sabi ko'y, huwag kang mag-alala, Inday. Handa akong mamatay para sa binalaybay. Bakit ko ikatatakot ang paggamit ng salitang may gahum na gumising sa nahihimbing na isipan, kasing-kasing at diwa? Bakit ko tatalikuran ng mutya, gayong mga tularing nilapatan ng himig ng iyong tinig ang nagpabugtaw sa akin patungo sa kanlungan ng iyong mga bisig? Wala kang dapat ipangamba, Inday, dahil handa akong mamatay para sa binalaybay. Naroon ka pa nga noong ako'y nagsimulang lumaban para sa katotohanan. Nakita mo kung paanong kasabay nito'y nakipagtunggalian din ako para sa iyo, para sa atin, para sa kapwa nating hangaring makamtan ang tunay na kalayaan. Ito na ang naging buhay ko, Inday, at handa akong mamatay para sa binalaybay. Ang sabi nga ng pilosopo, ang magmahal ay ang maging matapang at totoo. Ang pagsusulat ng katotohanan ay ang maging matapang. Kaya't kahit isuko mo man ang ating paghigugmaanay, kung sakali mang bitiwan mo itong mga kamay, ang mga alaalang nananalaytay sa mga ugat nito'y patuloy na dadaloy upang kung mahiwa man, ay magdurugo sila ng salita. Dahil ikaw palangga, ikaw ang aking tula. Kaya't hayaan mong sa gitna ng panaghuy ko para sa katarungan ay akin ding ipagsigawan ang panaad ng pag-ibig sa'yo. Hayaan mong ang mga hikbi ko ang magdikta ng tugma hanggang maging huwasto itong mga talinghaga. Dahil kahit wala mang kapaturan ang bukas na naghihintay, ito ang natitiyak ko, Inday. Handa akong mamatay para sa binalaybay.
Special thanks goes to a woman making a difference in the medical field. Thank you!
Woo-hoo, thank you so much!
Continue to do amazing things. Work miracles with your hands. May we always be reminded that as women, we are designed to help shape lives and make the world more beautiful.
Amen.
I'm Cookie.
I'm Marty.
Thank you for listening to Bigas Filipinas.